From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. The 2024 general elections in Indonesia will be held as scheduled. Local residents urged to support ASEAN Summit in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai District, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Mahfud MD has guaranteed that the 2024 elections will take place according to the agreed schedule. The minister remarked during his visit to Nurul Jadid Paiton Islamic Boarding School in Probolinggo District, East Java on Saturday. The minister further noted that as a democratic country, the change of power in Indonesia is conducted through pemilu or general elections, as it serves as a deliberation forum where the candidates with the most votes are the victors. Therefore, he encouraged the people to use their voting right during the elections. Next, we have the Regional Leadership Council of the Indonesian Christian Youth Movement, or DPD Gamki, that has urged all East Nusa Tenggara province residents to fully support the 42nd ASEAN Summit in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai District. The summit will be held from May 5th to the 12th, 2023. DPD Gamki East Nusa Tenggara Head Gadi Buli said in Kupang on Saturday, Gamki will fully support the international level event and express the hope that it will have a positive impact on the people of the archipelagic province. Meanwhile, Indonesian President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo arrived in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara province on Saturday evening to check on the readiness of the ASEAN summit. The last national news comes from Indonesian Youth and Sports Minister Dito Aryo Tejo that has assured there will be no more polemic surrounding the participation of the Israeli contingent in the 2023 Association of National Olympic Committees World Beach Games. He said on Saturday he met the governor on April 14, 2023 at Jaya Sapa Building, Denpasar City, Bali Province. During the meeting, they agreed to fully support the smooth and successful implementation of the 2023 World Beach Games. Earlier, Bali governor had objected to the participation of the Israeli national football team at the 2023 FIFA Under-20 World Cup, which was scheduled to take place in Indonesia. On account of this, the country's hosting rights were revoked and given to Argentina. According to an official letter sent by ANOC, or Association of National Olympic Committee Secretary General, Gunilla Lindbergh to Oktohari on April 7, the chef de mission meeting for the World Beach Games will be attended by 69 countries in Bali from April 28 to May 1st. Now we move to the international news. The Philippines and China have agreed to establish more lines of communication to manage issues in the disputed South China Sea. This follows a meeting between President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Kang in Manila on Saturday. Manila refers to the part of the South China Sea that it claims as the West Philippine Sea. Marcos said Kim's visit was helpful in talking things through and continuing work on growing the relationship between the two neighbors. Next, we have Japan on Saturday ordered its military to prepare to shoot down a North Korean rocket should it fall over Japanese territory, after Pyongyang said this week that it was ready to launch its first military spy satellite. Placing the satellite into orbit would require a long-range projectile, which North Korea is banned from launching because the United Nations views such exercises as tests of ballistic missile technology. At a summit next week with South Korean leader Yoon Suk-yeol, United States President Joe Biden will pledge substantial steps to underscore his country's commitment to deter a North Korean nuclear attack on South Korea. A senior U.S. official told Reuters on Friday ahead of Yoon's summit with Biden next Wednesday. The official said it ranked as one of the greatest U.S. achievements that a number of Indo-Pacific countries that could have built nuclear weapons had chosen not to because of the protection of the so-called U.S. nuclear umbrella. We end the news with the United Kingdom that will conduct its first test of a new emergency alert service on Sunday, with millions of mobile phones set to emit a loud alarm and vibrate at 3 p.m. local time. The national system, modeled on similar schemes in Canada, Japan, the Netherlands, and the United States, aims to warn the public if there is a danger to life nearby, but has generated criticism over nanny state intrusion. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This week's spotlight is on spread of COVID-19 increases. President reminds again the importance of vaccination. Indonesian President Joko Widodo once again appealed to the public about the importance of the COVID-19 vaccination, both the first dose and the second booster. The president said, this was one of the steps in dealing with the increasing trend of the spread of COVID-19. In his statement on Wednesday, April the 19th, the president said even though the spread of COVID was increasing again, the public did not need to overreact to it. However, the head of state reminded the public to remain vigilant and continue to follow government recommendations to suppress COVID-19 cases while still implementing health protocols such as using masks, especially when feeling sick. Furthermore, the president also reminded the public to remain obedient in maintaining cleanliness by washing their hands after activities. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Ministry of Health said that the recipients of the first booster dose of COVID-19 vaccination in Indonesia until April the 19th, 2023, reached around 68.7 million people. Citing the Indonesian Ministry of Health's National COVID-19 Vaccination Report in Jakarta on Wednesday, the total recipients of the first booster were equivalent to 37.85% of the target number of 234.6 million people since the program started in January 2022. Meanwhile, the coverage of the second booster, which started in January 2023, reached 3.1 million people, equivalent to 1.73% of the total target. On the other hand, the recipients of the first dose were recorded at 86.86%, and the second or primary dose reached 74.52% of the target number. The COVID-19 vaccination program in Indonesia is given to groups of health workers, the elderly, public officials and educators, vulnerable and general communities, mutual cooperation programs, 12 to 17 years old and 6 to 11 years old. The World Health Organization, WHO, has updated its guidance on administering the COVID-19 vaccines for certain priority groups of people based on a joint meeting of the Immunization Expert Strategic Advisory Group last March. The highest priority is occupied by pregnant women, the elderly, children aged over 6 months, people with immunocompromise, namely HIV sufferers and transplant recipients, adults with comorbidities, and health workers. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I start today in history with April the 23rd, 1967. Soyuz 1 launch. Soyuz 1 was part of the Soviet Union space program and was launched into orbit on April 23, 1967. This program was projected to placing humans in orbit, which, if successful, would proceed to the moon. Soyuz 1 carried a cosmonaut, Colonel Vladimir Mikhailovich Komarov. After 24 hours and 16 orbits of Earth, Komarov is slated to re-enter the atmosphere. The cause of the fall of this spacecraft is damage to the braking system. The probe lands hard on Earth, killing Komarov. Turning to April 23, 1987, the fifth general elections held in Indonesia. The general elections for the House of Representatives and the Regional House of Representatives were held simultaneously on April 23, 1987 in Indonesia. They were to elect members of the House as well as members of the Provincial and Regency Municipal House throughout Indonesia for the 1987-1992 period. These elections were joined by the United Development Party, the Indonesian Democratic Party, and the Golkar Party. I'll end Today in History with April 23, 1995. The first World Book Day celebration. World Book Day was designated by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, on April 23, 1995. The date was chosen to commemorate the writers William Shakespeare, Miguel de Cervantes, William Wordsworth, Daniel Halberstam, and the Spanish famous chronicler Inca Cardiasco de la Vega. The commemoration seeks to encourage young people to read and foster a love of books and publishing. That was Today in History.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Peter Muller in Duisburg, Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German programs on January 8, 2023 through our audio streaming voinews.id with the excellent SINPO 55555. Hello, Mr. Muller. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. My friend from the German section will reply to it. Please be patient and wait for the reply.
Ku lukis wajah kamu dalam ruangku, dan kau bagian dan seluruh relung hati aku. Ku ingat hari Minggu kita berdua. Terpisah. kita berdua saat aku akan katakan cinta ini anugerah dari Tuhan takdir hidupmu aku kamu aku
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today talks about Indonesia sends 499 athletes to Cambodia's 2023 SEA Games. Indonesia officially announced the Indonesian contingent at SEA Games 2023 Cambodia. The announcement was made by the Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, on Monday, April 17, attended by the Chair of the Indonesian Sports Committee, Secretary of the Indonesian National Sports Committee, and Chair of the Cambodia SEA Games Review Team. In his speech, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo said the Cambodian SEA Games 2023 group numbered 599 people, consisting of 379 male and 220 female athletes, including officials. He said the determination of the number of groups with the composition of male and female athletes was based on an agreement between the Ministry of Youth and Sports, the Indonesian Olympic Committee, the Indonesian National Sports Committee, which was based on the Sports Review Team, through lengthy discussions. They will compete in 31 sports out of a total of 36 branches that will be contested. When compared to the previous SEA Games 2021, which took place in Vietnam last year, the number of red and white or Indonesian contingent has increased. At that time, Indonesia sent 499 athletes. At SEA Games Vietnam, Indonesia is ranked third in the standings for the most medals won by SEA Games Vietnam. The first position is host Vietnam, while Thailand is in second place. Referring to the additional number of athletes, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo hopes there will be an increase in medal winnings. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar in Pakistan. In his email, he said for the last many days, he was sending us regular reception reports about our programs, but he hasn't received a response yet. Hello, Mr. Kohar. I'm really sorry for the late response. It is because we have received many emails and also letters which must be replied. I'll send you QSL card as soon as possible, so please be patient. Well, listener, whatever you are, if you listen to VOI broadcast but a lot of interference and noise, to overcome the problems, I suggest you use the RRI PlayGo application. You just download it on your smartphone, just type RRI PlayGo, select logo VOI, then you can listen and even watch our live streaming. If you miss it, you can watch the review below. So you can listen to VOI without interference or noise. So what are you waiting for? Please download RRI PlayGo application immediately on your smartphone and iOS.
Kau diam-diam aku jatuh cinta kepadamu. Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Tak bisa ku paksakan dirimu untuk jadi kekasihku. Bila tak jodohku, aku tak mudah mencintai. Tapi mengapa denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong ingatkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Aku bisa apa?
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. VOI listener, in Indonesia, every region has its own special Eid al-Fitr food. One area that has a unique culinary specialties of it is Gresik Regency, which is located in East Java province, called Ketupat Ketek. Physically, this ketupat is the same as any other ketupat or rice cake in Indonesia, which is diamond-shaped rice cake cooked in coconut leaves. The only difference lies in the basic ingredients. If ketupat generally uses rice as its basic ingredient, ketupat ketek uses sticky rice. The method of cooking, it also uses a special technique and is served with grated coconut, so it tastes savory. The origin of the name Ketupat Ketek is because the water used for cooking is ketek water, or commonly also called lantung water, which is crude oil sediment water that comes out of old oil wells and has a greenish color. This ketek water then becomes the main water for cooking ketupat ketek, so that ketupat has a savory and salty taste. In addition to its distinctive taste, the color of the ketek ketupat wrap is also golden yellow and shiny. The hundreds of years of old Dutch oil wells which produce the source of ketek water are quite rare. In fact, the area have this ketek water only in Ngargosari village and Sekar Kurung village, which are located in the Keboma sub-district. To take this ketek water also requires a struggle that is not easy, namely by going up and down Giri Hill to get this brownish water. To cook ketupat ketek, lantung water or ketek water has just been taken from the old oil well, cannot be used immediately for cooking. The well water must be kept for 7 days. Precipitation is done so that the water becomes clear and looks clean when it is used for cooking. Besides giving a distinctive taste to ketupat ketek, by cooking using ketek water, this ketupat can last for more than 15 days, even without chemical preservatives or refrigerator. That's why ketupat ketek is very suitable for souvenirs for visitors from outside the city. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination if you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. Send the essay and the audio through Google Form that you can access on voinews.id. This essay writing competition is open from April 10 to August 20, 2023. For those selected as the winners, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia, September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. Hey, hey,
ku berlari, kau mengejar, ku menghindar, kau dekati, kau menghilang, ku mencari. Tak mengerti mengapa bayangmu di hatiku. Bilang saja jika kau mau, aku juga mau padamu. Kita tak perlu rasa bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Juga mau padamu, kita tak perlu rasa bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Yeah, yeah. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, yeah. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany. VOI listener, today's miscellany presents you two cities in Indonesia, namely Jakarta and Makassar, that are included in the list of smart cities in the world. The Smart City Observatory, part of the IMD World Competitiveness Center, released the Smart City Index recently. Out of a total of 141 cities studied, Jakarta is in 102nd place, while Makassar is in 114th place. Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, was deemed worthy of being on the list thanks to a number of key findings in terms of the availability of medical services, access to quality education, and the creation of new jobs. Meanwhile, Makassar in South Sulawesi is considered to have new report cards for several areas, such as access to information on local government decisions, the ability to arrange medical appointments online, and ease of use of public transportation thanks to online ticket sales and scheduling. Apart from Jakarta and Makassar, a number of cities in Asia are included in the list. Some cities are even called super champions. There are six cities that have continued to show good development since 2019, namely Zurich, Oslo, Singapore, Beijing, Seoul, and Hong Kong. Zurich takes the top spot on the list. Singapore even maintains the seventh position in three consecutive years. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru ajak ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ini ada aku di sisimu. Ini hanya halusinasi. Memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu. Bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru ajak ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ada aku
di sisimu.
Ini hanya halusinasi. Memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I will present a song from Indonesian vocal group named GAC. GAC stands for Gamaliel Audrey Cantika, is a vocal group based in Jakarta. This vocal group was formed in 2008. There are three members, namely Gamaliel, Audrey Tapiheru, and Cantika Abigail. It's been almost 4 years since the vocal group GAC announced a vacuum from the Indonesian music industry. The group initiated by Gamaliel, Audrey, and Cantika announced a break to explore themselves and release their own solo projects. However, in March 2023, GAC returns with a single entitled Baru. The song sounds light from start to finish with the addition of various supporting instruments from trumpets to percussion, which makes this song more fresh compared to the music in the previous GAC songs. The song Baru, which literally means new, is a perfect description of the spirit that GAC wants to spread. Well, listener, here we go. A song, a brand new song by GAC, Baru. Happy listening.
It's GAC again. Siapkan hatimu, siapkan batin, mata juru. You want it too, so why don't you just let it go tonight? So quit at the end. Feel it, feel it, feel it.
Tiba saat kita kembali, irama menemani. Tak lama semua menanti, kebahagiaan hari. Bawakan alunan melodi yang baru.
So good, right? Let's go.
Yeah, nothing better is a better now. We'll make it better, petabyte now. Smart mind, bright line, bright rhyme. Don't you ask what went why? Just follow my lead. Get your bins.
Vroom vroom, let's give it a try tonight.
Now where my breath's at?
Feel it, feel it, feel it,
yeah. Inilah nanti menikmati harmoni.
Melodi yang baru, so now breathe.
Now close your eyes.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau boleh ajukan diriku dan anggap ku tak ada. Tapi takkan merubah perasaanku kepadamu. Ku yakin pasti suatu saat semua akan terjadi. Kau akan mencintaiku dan tak akan pernah melepasku.
Voice of Indonesia.
So much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Playo mobile app. If you have any suggestions, comments, criticism, you can send to our email voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id, or send a direct message. Mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, Twitter at @VOI Indonesia. Follow us on TikTok as well, at @VOI_official, and YouTube channel, VOI Official. Simply send a message to us on WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130. +62821-2381-2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening to Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.